Hello everybody, welcome back to Story Guard, the home of Norse stories. Today's story is the last episode of this season, so to listen to season 2, continue following my podcast. Now, on to the story. Idun and the Golden Apples. Loki, the god of mischief, was on Midgard. He had just gone there for a general inspection on the mortals. He would also play a few pranks on them if his mood was like that. He found an open field and, disguised as a traveler, went and created a fire. Then he found some chicken and roasted it over the fire. He sat there quietly on a log, roasting it. He could imagine how delicious it would be. Suddenly, he felt a searing pain on his head. Something was pecking at him. He looked up. It was an eagle. But what was an eagle doing on his head? He shook it off and it flew away into the sky. He reached out to grab the chicken, but again the eagle swooped down at him and picked the best piece. "Hey," said Loki. "That was the best piece." The eagle chewed the piece and swallowed it. Loki was about to grab another piece when the eagle pecked him on the head again. "What is this game?" said Loki. He took a piece quickly and put it in his mouth, but immediately spat it out. It had become a stone.
"Who are you, eagle?" said Loki.
The eagle now came down to the ground and transformed into a giant.
"I am the giant Thash, and I want something from you, Loki. I am not the only shapeshifter. We giants need immortality. If you want to be free of me, you have to get Idun and her golden apples to me."
Loki thought for a bit.
"I'll see," said Loki.
"No, you'll see," said Thash. "If I do not get the apples, you will never be free of me."
Saying this, he transformed back into an eagle and flew off. Loki put his thoughts aside and grabbed the chicken and ate the whole thing. He went back to Asgard. If you do not know who Idun and her golden apples are, well, let me tell you. Idun's golden apples are apples that can give the person who eats them eternal youth. But they only work for a period of 1 week. So you have to continue eating the apples for 1 week. One per week and you will stay young forever. Loki knew where Idun and her golden apples were. He also knew that Idun was very friendly and would make friends with anybody. He went to Idun and soon befriended her. He made her promise to give all the gods and goddesses on Asgard an apple a week. Soon, all the Asgardian gods and goddesses were immortal. But one day, Thas's warning rang in Loki's head.
"Idun," said Loki, "I know some better apples that are much better than your golden apples."
"Really? Really?" said Idun.
"Yes," said Loki. "If you can bring a basket of your apples outside into the garden, I can show you."
Idun quickly got some of her apples, put them in a basket and went into the garden. Suddenly, a giant eagle came out and swooped Idun and her basket of apples and took her to his castle.
"Help!" said Idun,
but Loki just waved.
Loki thought that he was free of Thas now. But after a week or two, there were a few problems on Asgard.
Thor was complaining of back pain. Odin was feeling pain in his stomach. This was not supposed to happen.
if not for the golden apples.
Loki, said Odin, where is Idun and her golden apples? We all are suffering now from mortal pain. You need to get her back.
Loki thought for a bit. It would be difficult, but he was a shapeshifter. He could do it.
I'll do it, father, said Loki.
He transformed into a hawk and flew towards Thassa's castle. Everybody knew where the giant's castle was, and each giant had a whole chamber to himself. Soon, he found Idun sitting in one of the rooms, looking sad.
Hello, Idun,
said Loki the hawk. Idun looked up.
Yes, it's me. I'm the hawk. I'm Loki, said Loki the hawk. Now I'm going to transform you into a nut and I will carry you back to Asgard. Do not scream or you will give us away.
Idun told Loki that Thas was away on a hunting trip. So Loki quickly turned Idun into a nut, put her in his claws and went off flying. When Thas came back to his chamber, he was furious. It was a good thing that Loki the hawk had a head start, because Thas the eagle could fly as fast as the speed of light. As quick as Loki flew, Thas was gaining on him. It looked like at one moment Thas would get Loki, but Loki was getting near Asgard. All the gods and goddesses watched Loki coming closer and closer.
Come on, Loki, bellowed Thor. Come on, Loki, said Tyr.
Loki the hawk was coming closer and closer and closer, and finally he made it back to Asgard. Thas tried to follow him, but a ray of fire from the wall fortifacts sent him away, burning, dead. Everybody was proud of Loki. Even though he had done the wrong thing by giving Idun to Thas, they were happy that he had got her back. Now they were free from mortal pain. Hey guys, hope you enjoyed the story. This is the last episode of season 1. Be sure to listen to season 2, which will come out next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.